said, they treat the person as much as they treat the cancer. My doctor will remain near and dear to my heart forever. He also took great care of my mom, answering every one of her questions. That was very important to me because she was battling along with me. How can we show hope to people around us who are going through difficulties? Sometimes we focus on the problem and lose sight of the person, and it can be hard to know how to reach out to their family members. When in doubt, ask. When in doubt, bring food. When in doubt, send a note or pray. Keep looking for creative ways to live hope to those who are hurting around you. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeaton with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, it's November 2nd, and we want to celebrate this day birthday style. Let's do it with these wonderful people. We'll begin with Robert Allen celebrating his 66th year. Good morning. Happy birthday. We got Cheryl Marie Jeffers on the birthday list. Good morning to you, ma'am. A happy 51st birthday, Miss Wanda Jones. We've got Miss Ella Vaughn on the radio, 36 years young. Happy birthday to you. Holly Thornton is celebrating her birthday as well. Good morning. Happy birthday. CJ Johnson, where you at? Happy birthday to you. Happy 24th birthday to Courtney LaMarcus Seawright. Jay Rax, celebrating 51 years young. Happy birthday to you. It's 52 and counting for Valeria Young. Happy birthday. Cheryl Epps, she made the birthday list this morning. Good morning and happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to all the birthday people around the globe. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And as always, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, or if I've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Okay, let's tackle that Bible Jeopardy category today.
Life of Jesus.
And the clue, as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, who did he see casting a net into the sea? Was it Mark? Was it Simon Peter? Was it Matthew? Or was it James? Mark 1 and 16 has the correct response. The question is, does anybody out there have the correct response?
Yes, my name is Carolyn Collins from Jonesville, Louisiana. And my answer is, who is Simon Peter?
Well, good for you. If you got it right, the correct response is, who was Simon Peter? And if you said that, bravo. Hey, we're planning to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
The Unstoppable Whitney Hampton Show.
Yeah.
Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood. They're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you.